It's been a year of incredible change. Change that for many of us has been painful and confusing. Change that often feels too much for any one of us to carry. But what if, underneath the surface of all that's been lost, amidst the rubble of what's been uprooted, another story exists? One of opportunity, persistence, and hope. One that not only says you were made for change, but that you were made to thrive through it. Join us as we reflect on and embrace this journey of change, discovering what it means for each of us to lean in, look forward, and reimagine the future together. Father God, help me be here. Holy Spirit, help me be here. Comforter, help me be here. Back in March, when the disruptions of 2020 were only just beginning, this became a grounding prayer. I'd breathe in the name of God and exhale a request for presence over and over again, until I felt steady in the midst of chaos. Change, it seems, has a habit of shaking things up. It asks us to go when we'd really rather sit, and it asks us to sit when we'd really rather go. Change disrupts. 7 months later, and we're still here, still stumbling through the quake of change, rummaging through the rubble of loss and bracing ourselves for another wave to hit again. Change, no matter how you swing it, is difficult. And yet, uncomfortable, disruptive change has been part of our story since the beginning of time. Change is what God uses to change us. I think of Joseph in the book of Genesis, a young man whose head was full of dreams. But those dreams came to a screeching halt when his brothers attacked him and sold him as a slave to a caravan of traders. The life he once knew no longer was, and riding in that caravan toward an unknown destination, his future likely felt dark. Once he arrived in Egypt, he gained notoriety for his ability to lead, but soon a false accusation landed him in prison, where he was left to wait in the dark once more. And though his life was riddled with disruption, Genesis 39 tells us four different times that the Lord was with Joseph. And just as the Lord was with Joseph, so he is with you. Change is rarely easy, but if we trust God through the process, God can use it to make us new. For Joseph, God used the disruptions to make him wiser, more humble, a leader more equipped to lead because of his reliance on God. Change, whether it's change we choose or change that chooses us, increases our faith. It calls us to trust, calls us to hope, and moves us to be renewed. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 tells us that we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Change disrupts. But we were made for change. We were made to be renewed, and we were made to be redeemed. In this next moment, ask God to reveal what He has for you in the midst of disruption. Thank you. Father God, help me be here. Holy Spirit, help me be here. Comforter, help me be here.